You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What's up, guys? Happy Monday. Memorial Day, nonetheless.
Yes, Memorial Day. And while I do love a good party by the pool, let's also be sure to remember that Memorial Day is about those who have died in military service. So when you are enjoying your cold beer by the pool.
Socially distancing.
Yes.
Make sure to remember what it's all about. Thanks, Meg. Yes, I'm Kelsey Charles. This is Megan Murray, and you're listening to Girls Talking Boys on this holiday Monday. So, Meg, I've been thinking a lot about the fact that we're basically deep into the NFL offseason, or I guess what would traditionally be offseason programming. It's obviously a little bit different this year, being that we have a pandemic.
Everything's really different right now.
Everything's changed. There's a lot of chatter going on about if these guys are truly going to be ready and in shape by the time they get to training camp this year. Obviously, we know they're in touch via Zoom and things like that. And the guys that need treatment can get the treatment that they need. But our very own Tom Ryle on Blogging the Boys wrote an interesting article the other day on...
Shouts out Tom
on the unique challenge of conditioning in this day and age when the players do ultimately I'm going to go ahead and say ultimately because I'm going to manifest it now, go to training camp. Back in the old days, Meg. But back in the day, training camp was longer and it was more so used to actually physically get these guys conditioned and into shape. And as we know now, it's shorter. The CBA has rules in place, but a lot of these guys are showing up. They're expected to show up ready. You've got OTAs and things like that in the summer, and they're getting you into condition to be able to start practicing and installing your offenses, your defenses, your schemes, and then really whittling down your final roster. But as mentioned, a lot of these people are going to be coming in from their home gym workouts.
And I don't know about y'all, but when I'm doing home workouts, I tend to take a couple breaks.
Yes. I'm not going
to come back to that later.
Yeah, I'm not working out as hard. Like, it's not that I don't want to, but I think it's just the nature of what it is. Like, I don't have someone yelling at me, like, to do another rep. And yeah. I just think that it's a very valid conversation and concern to have. On if these guys truly can get into the shape that they usually would be in at training camp.
I mean, the NFL is brutal, so you got to come ready.
Yeah, and even if you are working out, like, a lot, I can't help but believe that if you're working out on your own, it's still not going to be the same as if you're working out with teammates or other training activities that would typically be able to be happening if we weren't in the pandemic times. So, that being said, we decided to go straight to the source and talk to one David Robinson, D-Rob, the wide receiver coach to some of the best pros in the industry. You might have heard of them.
Coach to the stars.
AB, he worked with him. Emmanuel Sanders, Dez Bryant,
Just Dez Bryant, it's fine.
Right. So this guy has done it all. And it was so fascinating to touch base with him and hear his perspective on really what these wide receivers in the league are working on in these pandemic times, how they're staying in shape. And he also gave us some pretty interesting insight into – our first round draft pick and some of the work that he plans on doing with him and the upside that he sees for the newest 88.
And how great Dak looks.
Yes.
I need more of that content in my life.
And as mentioned, he works with Dez Bryant. So we also went straight to the source and asked him, really, what does Dez Bryant have left in the tank? So a fascinating, super informative conversation. He really is the truest professional. And without further ado, David Robinson.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SMASH. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code SMASH, only on DraftKings. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Listen, I'm 24 and I still live at home. Like, what? For sure. Are you kidding me? My man and I, we attempted to move out.
Yeah, that'll be $1,600 for a studio apartment, not including groceries, not including...
Last fall, the National Association of Realtors released data showing that housing affordability had fallen to its lowest point since the 1980s for reasons of economy, American.
There just aren't a lot of home sales going on. And there's really kind of a standoff right now between buyers and sellers.
That standoff leads to another kind of standoff.
It's always fun being 40-something years old and having to live with your parents again. And I know it's all my fault.
Sir, I don't know your life, but on Today Explained, a two-part series on how it might not be your fault. Our housing reality bites and the American dream is in your childhood bedroom. Series sponsored by Mint Mobile. Today Explained, in your feed every weekday.
And I'll tell my mom, Mom, I'm going to the bathroom, I'll be back. If I'm not out in like 3 minutes, dog, she's like knocking on the door going, everything okay in there? Yeah, Mom, everything's cool, dog.
And joining us now, we have D-Rob, David Robinson, wide receiver coach to the pros. Hello, D-Rob.
How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Of course. Happy to have you. So it's kind of funny. Like, Meg and I were always on Twitter.
Yep.
And I know you and I have met in person before and connected that way, but I keep seeing all these videos of our guys trying to make sure they're staying in shape in the off season. Like, that's a normal thing in general that you see around this time, but I feel like there's an especially hyper focus on how these guys are staying in shape because of the pandemic. And you're a really big part of that. So for everyone that doesn't really know maybe who you are, I'm going to go ahead and give you an introduction. I think a lot of people do know who you are because you work with some pretty impressive people, but So D-Rob, as I mentioned before, he's a wide receiver coach to the pros, but not just any pros. He's got a client roster of the likes of Antonio Brown, Emmanuel Sanders, Adrian Peterson. You might know Dez Bryant. He's been working out with him. Sterling Shepard, Laquan Treadwell, Josh Doctson. You also have some new guys that were in the draft this year. Not to mention, you have 43 players that were drafted, seven in the first round, and then 20 in the top three rounds that you've worked with in recent years. And I don't even know if that stat's been updated because I feel like you had a stacked roster of guys from this past year that you've been working with.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah. So anyways,
not to mention,
you're great. You're amazing. So you're not just any wide receiver coach. You're the top wide receiver coach. So I have to know, how did you get into this industry? Because again, you're not just coaching anyone. You're coaching the best of the best of the best. You're taking the elite receivers in the league and helping them consistently achieve Pro Bowl. So how did you get started?
Well, I played my college ball at the University of Oklahoma under Bob Stoops from 2002 to 2006, and had a chance to play in two national championships and play with some a pretty stacked wide receiving core. I played with Mark Clayton, who was the first-round pick, Travis Wilson, who played at Oklahoma, who was a third-round pick, Brandon Jones, he was a second-round pick, Will Peoples, Mark Bradley, he was a third-round, second-round pick. So I was in a room every day with wide receivers at the University of Oklahoma when I played there as a freshman with a lot of elite wideouts. And when I got done playing, I started substitute teaching at my old high school, at Kimball High School, and I realized that they didn't really have a good off-season program as far as their skill work. They did a lot of weight room stuff, but they didn't do a lot of change of direction, a lot of ball drills, things that you need for the receiver position to become better. And I started working with their receivers, and they started telling their friends about it from other schools. And I was holding sessions on Sundays, and I was just doing it, you know, just for free, just looking out for the kids and giving back to the community. And I looked up, man, maybe a month or so later, and me and my business partner, Clay Mack, who also trains elite DBs as well, we had like 60 or 70 kids out there from all over the Metroplex of Dallas. So it was crazy. So we looked at each other and had to turn into a business from that moment on.
That's amazing. I mean, again, Dallas obviously is a huge market for talent.
Yeah. So
I was going to say, I can imagine that it was, once you caught on really quick.
Right. And like you say, it's Texas, it's Dallas, and you have 10, 9-year-old kids out here who are willing and wanting to pay for private lessons. Their parents are serious about it here in Texas, whether it's a quarterback, offensive line trainer, defense, receiver. So it's serious here in Texas. I don't know about other states, but football, it's a very football-driven state.
Well, that's funny because Meg and I have talked about that before. Meg's actually from the Dallas area in Plano. And so you've like seen it firsthand. You went to high school with some guys that are in the pros now.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, and for me, like I grew up in Kansas City and, you know, we have guys that go out into the league, but it feels like a different level here in Texas. Like people take high school sports very seriously, especially football. Football is a religion here. So Friday Night Lights is a thing in Texas. I've never seen anything like it. So I can totally imagine how you really do. You've been able to build a business off of a high schoolers, but then again, like also the pros. So I want to talk about your process though, because like I mentioned before, I met you through NFL Network's Bobby Belt. And so, you know, one day I snuck out over to your facility on my lunch break and I got to check out your process and see some of your drills. And you are no joke, my friend. I actually was there when you were working out Jalen Reagor. And so we all know that we're going to see him again this year.
Eagles forever.
Crazy, isn't it?
I know. I mean, again, like top talent. Jerry Jeudy's another guy you worked with this year. I was looking at your Instagram story too, and you've got Sterling Shepard with a t-shirt tied around his eyes like a blindfold, and it says, trust your feet. So talk about your process and like really how you help these guys accomplish, you know, getting to the next level and some of the science behind your madness, if you will.
Well, a lot of guys, they come to me when I first get them. Of course, whoever the player is, I'll go back and look at their film from the previous season, and I'll connect with their receiver coach, whatever team they're playing with. And you know, I'll just get different opinions on what they need to work on in the off season, and I'll watch film, see what they need to work on, see the things they do really well. And then when they get with me for whether it's a month, 2-3 weeks or a year, whatever, I mean, or 6 weeks, however long they're here with me, we just really harp on those things that that will make them an elite receiver, things that they're really good at, make them better at. And the things that they're not as strong in, raise that level up to par to where they become confident in it. So a lot of these guys, they don't learn the pro style route tree in college. So when they get with me, they're able to go over all of the routes pretty much they run in the organizations, because a lot of NFL receiver coaches, they contact me a lot in the offseason and general managers about players, picking my brain about the receiver position, sharing knowledge. So I know what to expect and what those NFL coaches are looking for out of their players in the growth process. So that's another thing that separates me a lot from other coaches and things like that, is just the resources that I have and the connections.
So you say you have these coaches and GMs contacting you. What would you say is the biggest thing that they always want you to be working on with their players across the board as they take the jump from college to the pros? Is there a handful of things that you consistently see over and over again?
Yeah. Teaching the guys how to bend at the top of their routes, getting them to drop their weight a lot lower at the top of their routes. A lot of NFL coaches want to see how well that their hand placement is when they're catching certain balls from different angles. So just working on our hand placement when the ball is coming from certain areas and getting open versus press release. A lot of press release techniques and getting untangled from the defensive back at the top of your route. Those are the things that a lot of them really contact me on about the receivers and what they want to see them progress at and get better at.
I love that. That's cool. That's really cool. I didn't know that you consistently were in touch with those guys. I mean, again, like you said, like that gives you an edge, like some true insight into what these coaches are looking for. Again, like what these players genuinely need to work on. But how did you come up with the actual, you know, drills that you run? Because I know Bob Stoops is incredible. He's a legend. So yeah. I'm sure you picked up some things from him. But
like I said before,
like you've got guys that are blindfolded while they're working with you and you're talking about trusting their feet. Like, how did you come up with your drills and like what are some of your craziest ones that you've done to date?
I can barely walk without a blindfold.
Well, I give credit to my cousin, Casey Printers. He played like 10 years professionally, played quarterback. He was the number one, number two quarterback in the nation when he came out of high school in 98, went to DeSoto High School, played at TCU with Adani and Tomlinson. So he stayed with me to go to DeSoto when we were growing up. So I was hanging around a quarterback every day. So I got a chance to see what quarterbacks look for in a receiver when they're coming in and out of their routes and things like that. And he used to always tell me that a wideout should always be able to run every single route in the route tree with their eyes closed. And he used to tell me that when I was in elementary, middle school. So I used to envision myself when I was that age, when I was playing receiver, just closing my eyes, running the routes through my head, you know, just envisioning it, the technique. And when I started training, I'm like, you know what? What he once instilled in me, that'd be a good drill to use for my receivers and put it into light instead of actually closing your eyes, dreaming about it. Let's actually get out here and do it, put a blindfold in their face and on their eyes and let's go through the route tree and see if they trust the techniques and things that I'm teaching them. And how I got my drills, playing wide receiver, you have to have an understanding. You have to know most routes are going to be 45-degree angle cuts or 90-degree angle cuts. So most of the drills that I come up with, believe it or not, sure, I mean, 80% of the drills, I make them up in my head. Y'all can just see where the receiver needs to work. Yeah, I did kind of like Lil Wayne, he does in the booth. He'll just humble some words and then just put it out there. That's what I'll do. I'll see how a certain receiver moves when I'm working him out and just look how stiff he is in his hips or things like that, point out things that he needs to work on. And then I'll start implementing drills that'll help with that.
That's awesome. So you're basically a genius is what you just told us.
He's an artist.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say a genius, but I get a lot of calls from college coaches, NFL coaches, high school coaches all the time asking the coach, how much for some drill tape? Do you have any drills that you can sell me or this, that, and the other? And I don't really respond to them because, I mean, all of my drills are in my head. They're like, nothing's on paper. I don't have anything on paper. It's like all of this stuff is up in between my ears.
That's like, you can't just do what I do. Come on, man.
Exactly.
Have you ever considered coaching? That's awesome. I didn't know they were calling you. Like that's such a compliment.
Yeah, I have considered. If I was the coach, it would have to be on the NFL ranks. Because right now, college level coaching, I'm pretty much, you know, on that level right now. As far as my business, I'm blessed enough to pretty much bring in what a college receiver coach would make and doing it my way. You know, it's nothing like running stuff the way you want it done, and it's your business. So you can't fire yourself. So, you know, so that's one thing that keeps me into doing this. And another, I would do the NFL coaching, but right now I have two little girls and I would want to see them grow up a little bit or whatnot, and then before I start moving all over the place. So right now I'm content, pretty much good where I'm at. I like being contracted out through the pre-draft process, through Michael Johnson Performance, XOs, APEC, and all those other facilities. It's fun.
So actually, before we keep going on, congratulations are in order. As I mentioned before we started recording, you actually have the newest addition to your family. Your daughter, Anne Marie, was born on Saturday. So you have your hands full, Dad.
Yes, I do. My youngest, my little girl who's two, she thinks that that she's hers. Yeah, she doesn't want anybody. She doesn't want anybody touching her.
That's so cute. That's so cute.
It's funny.
Best job of all. No kidding, right? So
right. I got a built-in babysitter.
Honestly, that's brilliant. Your genius continues, my friend.
So you ought to see her. She's when I'm going at work, my wife will be sending me videos of her. She'll have the ladders laid out on the floor, going through the ladders, cone drills, doing her own thing. It's funny.
Wait, so are you telling me that we're going to have maybe the first female wide receiver in the league coming out of your house?
I wouldn't say the first female receiver in the league, but I wouldn't be surprised if she was like a sports agent or, you know, a coach in some light, in some sport.
That's,
I love that.
That's awesome.
We need more.
I was like, badass women unite. Let's go. Start them young. So I was reading your Instagram, and because if you guys don't follow him, make sure you guys are following him on Instagram and Twitter. He's all on social media, and he has some really cool behind the scenes stuff. And it's on Instagram. It's d.rob always open, and you'll see always open a lot when you know, he's talking about his work, because obviously, again, like, his receivers, he trains them to always be open. I loved this quote, though.
I love it.
You made a post this week, and you said, each day an athlete hits my DM or phone asking for tips so they can get recruited or have an edge over someone on their team. The truth is, it takes a savage physical approach to training that will take you where you want to go. The problem is, though, if you train alone, you'll stop when it starts to burn and your feet start hurting. The other side of that is, you can't see what I see because you're too busy doing. The bottom line is, you need to help getting where you are trying to go. So I loved this because, I mean, as someone who works out alone a lot.
Yeah.
Right.
Workout person doesn't know I stopped like 5 minutes ago.
Exactly. So I think it's really important, and you're really hitting home the concept of having a coach like you and the value of it. But talk about, you know, the adding the layer of a pandemic on top of that right now. There's been a lot of chatter in the industry about, are these guys going to be as prepared for training camp as maybe they would have been in previous years? So can you talk about, you know, conditioning and how these players are really focusing on staying in shape during a pandemic? And do you believe that they're going to be at the level they would normally be heading into camp this year?
I believe that, you know, the guys that, especially the skill guys, the receivers, the defensive backs, quarterbacks, I believe this pandemic has affected them by not working out as much because of the fields and things like that being shut down. But those guys are still getting in work, whether it's in their backyard or down the street in the neighborhood catching the football. They're doing something, because playing wide receiver or quarterback, that's a skill position, just like basketball. You have to constantly be working on those reps. So I don't think that they just shut down completely. But when it comes to using fields and running routes and that aspect of it, it's been limited. Now, the pandemic has affected, I would say, more so probably the bigger the linebackers, the offensive linemen and things like that, because they have to use the weight room a lot. You know, a lot of their game is based on strength and things like that. So when you shut down the gyms and stuff like that, a lot of guys have to get order weights or use their own built-in home gyms to work out at the house.
That's true. Honestly, I didn't think about that. But you personally still, like, since the economy started opening up again, like, I feel like you've had a chance to continue some of your work in more creative, different ways with some of the guys, even throughout all of this. Is that right?
Yeah, I've had to, because usually my groups range from about 10 NFL receivers to maybe like 15 or 20. So I have to condense my groups. So instead of me having a larger group, I've been having to schedule multiple groups, but only keep like four or five in a group at a time, you know, so it won't be as crowded. And when I do certain drills and whatnot, I space them apart a little bit.
That makes sense.
So they can have the distance. But now that they reopened everything, and I believe the NFL is opening back up here in the next week or so, a lot of those guys are going to be having a report here in the next few weeks.
So does that mean your business is going to be a little less busy now that these guys are going to their own facilities, or are you going to kind of see yourself still being utilized up until the teams actually start preseason?
I think it's going to continue on. They're still going to continue to work with me all the way up until they have to report for training camp or preseason. And when the NFL guys leave, you still have the high school kids who still need to get ready for their season and stuff as well. So they'll still be here working out and stuff like that. So it's going to ramp up for me here. I think here in the next month or so, it's going to get crazy.
You mentioned that you went to Oklahoma.
We got a couple of Sooners coming and joining our team.
Yeah. So I don't know where your NFL affiliations lie. Do you have a favorite team, by the way, or are you allowed to say?
Oh, you mean NFL team?
Yeah. Who's your team?
Yeah, that's a good question. I get that question asked all the time. But the answer that I come up with every time is I don't have a favorite team. I just, as long as my guys are doing well, getting open, business is booming.
You're a player's guy, not a team guy. I love it.
Exactly.
Everyone in Dallas is super excited. We want to get your thoughts on Team 40 Burger when the Cowboys went up and drafted CeeDee Lamb from University of Oklahoma this year in the first round. I think a lot of Cowboys fans were really surprised by that move, because typically in the past they've always drafted, well, not always, but typically have been drafting based on need. And we have a lot of needs on the defensive side of the ball this upcoming season. But now with CeeDee Lamb in the house, you've got a guy who's consistently producing 1,000-yard seasons in college. And then you have Michael Gallup, who's 1,000-yard receiver, Amari Cooper, same thing. Can you talk, what are your thoughts as a guy who specializes in wide receivers on the lineup that this Cowboys have from an offensive weapon perspective this upcoming year?
Well, yeah, with the addition of CeeDee Lamb, who reached out to me right after he got drafted, when he'll be here in Dallas working with me as well. He's very explosive, a very, very good red zone receiver. I think when the Cowboys drafted CeeDee Lamb, that's just a younger version and a more athletic version of probably Dez Bryant, you know, when they drafted him. He's a similar size in his height and his stature and build. So I think that the Cowboys are going to be expecting him to, be that X factor in that receiver offense. And I think with the addition of him, and you already have Gallup and Coop, I think they're arguably probably the best receiver core in the NFL.
I like everything that you're saying.
I know, right?
I mean, it is.
We just got to re-sign Dak. That's all. We re-sign Dak, we're good.
So
preach it.
It's funny that you say that, my friend, because us, Megan and I here, are big Dez Bryant proponents.
My guy.
Yeah, Dez is our guy. So you actually personally work out with him. And I actually I love that you made the comparison between CeeDee and Dez. And I want to ask you about that more in a second, too. But talk to us about Dez Bryant. You've known him for a bit now, and you've really helped him bring his game even further to the next level. I saw an interview he did, or a quote, where he was like, listen, I wish I would have been working with D-Rob way earlier, because I know I'm an elite receiver, but he's really helped me hone my skill sets even further. Can you tell the people what Dez Bryant still has left in the tank?
I mean, coming off an Achilles, that's a tough injury to come back from on any level, especially when you're pushing the age of 30. But just looking at him, his first 10-yard burst coming off of the football, he still looks like the same Dez when he was back in 2015, 2016, you know, when it comes to catching the football across the middle or high pointing the ball. I mean, he's still the same Dez Bryant now. He has 73 touchdowns in his career. He can help any organization, because when I'm out here watching him work with the young receivers, they're all asking him about his knowledge on how he scored a lot of touchdowns in the red zone. The tricks of the trade, the different moves that he used, and things like that to get open, to create separation. And Dez has never been a fast guy like that. He's always been 4'5", 4'6", guy, but used his body really well, and does a really good job of creating separation at the line of scrimmage before he takes off into his route. So he's able to help and give guys a lot of knowledge on how to get open and create space. So any NFL team that brings him in, not only are you going to get that aspect of him as a player, but you're going to also get a veteran receiver to help mold your young receiving core. So he has teams. I hate to say it, Cowboys fans, but he has quite a few teams already inquiring about his services. And once all the facilities open back up and they're allowing guys to bring him in to work out and stuff like that, he already has some workouts lined up. I'm excited about it.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, I have a really serious Dez question for you.
Yeah.
Did he catch it?
I watched it over and over again. I mean, he caught it.
Thank you.
He caught it.
You heard it.
Yeah,
here.
That was. Yeah, he caught the pass. The only thing that made it tough for the ref was the angle when the ball changed. But he still had possession of the ball. Like, yeah, it didn't hit the ground. You know what I mean?
I think
he caught it.
Well, you, again, expert's opinion. We heard it here first.
Yeah, that's all I need to know.
So you said that.
That's all I need to know. Yeah.
You said that Dez has some workouts lined up. We can't really disclose like everything, but like, should Cowboys fans be worried that we could potentially be facing our guy in a division game in another jersey? Because I don't think my heart's ready for that.
My heart is certainly not.
I just need to make sure that doesn't.
Well, I got something for you. They shouldn't be worried about Dez playing for a rival against the Cowboys. What the Cowboys fans should be worried about is Jalen Reagor, who the Eagles picked up in the first round, who the Cowboys would see a lot, and Steve Sims, second-year Washington Redskins receiver, who's been down here working with me for a while. Those two guys are electrifying. Yeah, those guys are electrifying, and our secondary better stretch because they can run.
Yeah, now that I know they're working with you, I am scared.
in February, I think it was, and I was like, this Jalen kid is no lie. Like,
and you had a chance to watch him work out with me at Exos.
I did. And I was like, he's next level. Like, his hands, it was scary. Like, you had him laying on his back on the ground, and you're literally like throwing rockets at his face, and he's just catching them like it's not a thing. And I'm terrified. I'm not gonna lie. So tell Cowboys Nation and maybe even our secondary what they have to look forward to, / what I really am saying is what they need to prepare for so he doesn't just annihilate the third level of our field.
Let's just put it like this. Well, you have a bigger version of a Tyreek Hill.
No.
That's what you have to worry about. Oh, yeah, no. He's a bigger version of a Tyreek Hill. He's about 6 feet, 5'11", a few inches taller than Tyreek Hill, but has the same type of speed.
Oh, hell.
I didn't think cheetahs were allowed to be
in that. Yeah, I know. And then they also added another guy who I worked with for a while, Marquise Goodwin, and then you still have Deshaun Jackson. So they got a track meet out there in Philly.
I'm unthrilled by this development, my friend, I have to say. I respect you, but I'm a little irritated with you right now. What about some of these other receivers in the NFC East that you're working with? I mean, Sterling Shepard's a guy. You said Steve Sim. Tell us about. So you worked with OBJ, didn't you, as well, at one point? But he's not in the NFC East anymore, I know. But
yeah, well, he's not in the NFC East anymore. I've been in talks with him, but I've never worked him out before. But he knows about me. We're supposed to connect, but we just haven't had a chance to as of today.
Good. Well, you coach him up when he's not in our division. So I'm fine with that. I'm good with that.
I love it.
I want to go back to the comparison you made. CD and Dez, have you had a chance to watch CD's tape yet? I know, you know, you've kind of talked to him a little
bit.
I
definitely, the similarity that they have in their game are they both use their body very well going across the middle. And after they catch the football, they both do a great job of making the first man miss. And when that ball is in their hands, they both turn into a running back. It's very hard to bring both of those guys down. And as you can see, when the Cowboys use Dez often, they often use him on quick smoke screens too, where he just raises up and he's just throwing the ball and he makes somebody miss and gets a big yardage. I believe they're going to use CeeDee Lamb the same way.
So I hear a lot of, you know, him first year kind of in the slot too. And you just mentioned some of the ways they might utilize him similar to Dez, but how quickly do you feel like a guy like CeeDee Lamb can overtake that kind of second or third receiver role and become the true X?
I don't think it's going to take him long at all. He has a very high IQ of the game. He loves the position. He has that very passionate attitude that you want in a receiver, kind of similar to Dez, but he's a little bit more soft-spoken. He doesn't really talk as much, but when he puts those pads on and gets out there and interact and compete with the guys, you can see that fierceness, competitiveness come out of him, and he wants to be the best. And just watching him at Oklahoma from a freshman to now, that's what he's done. He came in there as a freshman when they had Hollywood Brown and some more guys that were, you know, D.D. Westbrook was there, I believe. So he had a chance to, you know, make some plays as a young receiver while those guys were still there and emerge himself as the go-to guy. I think in the Cowboys offense, it'll take him maybe 2 years. 2 years and he'll be a Pro Bowl type receiver.
I love it. So what you're saying is you're gonna keep coaching him up so he gets there too.
Instantly, exactly.
Two years exactly. To the Pro Bowl.
And I want yeah.
Were you surprised when the Cowboys gave 88 to CeeDee? Because I think, you know, like you mentioned, Dez Bryant is making a comeback and he's still got some juice in the tank. And I know me personally, when I heard that they were maybe going to give away 88 to CeeDee Lamb, I was like, no, they would not do that. Were you surprised by that move? And do you honestly feel like, from your opinion, that kind of put the nail in the coffin for Dez coming to the Cowboys? Or do you still feel like the Cowboys could pick up Dez and have a use for him in the coming years?
Well, it surprised me. I'm not going to lie. It surprised me when they gave CeeDee 88. But at the same time, in my era, the guy was Michael Irvin. So when Michael Irvin used to wear 88, and then I saw them give Dez 88, I kind of felt the same way. But I also look at it as if they're giving CeeDee Lamb 88. They drafted Michael Gallup last year. They drafted Cedric Wilson or brought him in free agent a few years ago. They didn't give any of those guys 88. So it just goes to show what type of light and company that they see him in. Michael Irvin was a Hall of Fame Cowboys receiver. Dez Bryant's a Hall of Fame Cowboys receiver. So that's the type of caliber receiver that the Cowboys are visualizing CD. So I think it's a great compliment to him and a pat on the back, and has nothing to be ashamed or worried about or nervous. It's a great compliment.
I love it. I agree.
Yeah, I do too. I think, again, like as I mentioned, Meg and I are both big Dez fans, and I keep watching his workouts. When you post some videos of him, and I'm like, he looks as explosive as ever. And so
he looks good.
I just was holding out some hope that maybe the team would decide to bring him back for a year or two. And like, I get it. He's not going to be at the most prime of his game, but you can't tell me, D-Rob, that when you put a guy like Dez Bryant on the field, even if he's a more mature and older player at this point, and you know, again, he's maybe not 100,000% in his prime, you can't tell me that a defensive coordinator is going to ignore Dez Bryant on the field. You just can't convince me of that. So to me,
I totally agree with you.
He's still very relevant, and I just think you can't ignore him no matter what.
We get turned up about this.
Yeah,
we can
do.
Tell.
I love it. I love it, man. I wish I had 88 on here with you.
We're gonna get him on. We're gonna get him on one of these days. I'm working on him. I'm working on him, but I gotta like work on his schedule.
He's a busy man.
So I've also seen some clips. I mean, you know, when you're doing all these workouts, you gotta have a quarterback in there helping throw and throw against the route tree with some of these receivers you work with. And you've had a one Dak Prescott that has been under your wing.
And, I know that guy.
Yeah. Also, Patrick Mahomes was a part of some of your drills too. What's it been like?
He's pretty good, I think.
He's pretty good too. What's it been like working with these guys as well? Because again, it's not just receivers that are working out with you. You specialize in receivers, but there's other guys on the field at the same time. I think Zeke was in one of your videos too.
Yeah. And not everyone gets to work out with the Super Bowl MVP or guys like Zeke, you know, Zeke's caliber, who are worth, you know, $50 to $90 million, you know. But to me, I've been doing it for so long. So when a lot of people ask me the questions like that, I mean, to me, it's just work. It's just another day at the office, you know. Maybe Patrick Mahomes, he may be getting ready to be paid the highest, but we're working on the specific route, what he wants at the time, the timing of the ball, how he wants the receiver to come out of his breaks. And it gives me a chance to get around those quarterbacks and kind of pick their brain a little bit too on what the receiver can do better in this route, or how they like it, how they like it ran a certain way opposed to the way that I would want it ran, and go back and coach and work on that with the wideouts. So it's been very gratifying for me as well.
So what can you tell us about Dak's game? And, you know, obviously he's not in full game mode with when he's with you, but he is getting pretty damn near, because that's just, I feel like that's kind of the guy he is. He works out like he plays. What can you tell us about how he practices, his leadership abilities, you know, what it's like watching him do his thing?
Man, you can just definitely tell that he's very, he commands the room, very organized. He's very stern on the guys. He'll let you know if it's right. He'll let you know if it's wrong. But the thing that I like, that I really like about him is he's very positive too. He uplifts. You can see him out there with Zeke and Dez. When the route wasn't correct or the ball was dropped or something like that, that he always has something positive to say. You know what I mean? Always patting him on the back, uplifting him. You know, so those are things that you want from a quarterback, and you can just see the confidence and the growth in him.
That's
because he was also out there. He was also throwing for me when he first got ready for the draft.
Really?
So he was throwing for me when he first got ready for Cowboys first drafting him in the fourth round. I got a chance to see him then getting ready for the draft because I was also working with Fred Ross, who played with him at Mississippi State, and I got him ready for the draft. So Dak would come and throw for us. They came out the same draft class, and then to see him now, you can just see the difference in his footwork, his mechanics, how the ball comes out of his hands. You can just tell that he's been through it, and he's seasoned.
Would you say that at his point in his career that he's more established than some other quarterbacks at this point in their career that you've seen in your time just in the industry? Because I feel like as we're talking about his contract right now, there's a lot of scrutiny around, you know, maybe his performance or how much people think he's worth. But I think that a lot of people aren't 100% comparing him to other quarterbacks and where they've been at the same point in their career and how much he's produced versus how much those other folks have produced.
Oh, yeah, definitely. When you look at Carson Wentz, Jared Goff, even guys like Tyrod Taylor, guys like that. Nick Foles, who's gotten paid, Kirk Cousins. I think Dak Prescott is just as good, if not better, than a lot of those quarterbacks that I just named. And a lot of those guys have gotten big paydays so far. So I'm expecting his deal to get done. I don't know the truth to all the rumors of him asking for $45 million in his last year and all of that. We don't get into all of that when we work out. We just focus on the craft and the work. But I definitely believe that he's are worth to be paid up for a top tier quarterback. He's up there.
How does he look? How do he and Zeke look? Like, do they look like they're in pretty good shape? I mean, again, you got to do some work with him. Do they look ready for the game this year?
Yeah, they look in great shape, actually. I mean, I know that they're working out. Dak, I mean, he's still working out with John Kitna, I believe, who used to be the Cowboys QB coach. Him and Kitna, they work out a lot together often throughout the week. And he looks in great shape, him and Zeke.
That's awesome.
This is music to my ears.
Yeah, they're ready to go. We just waiting on Jerry, man.
Heck yeah, we are. Jerry, pay my man. We got two people that we need him to pay.
Yeah.
Give us the check. We'll sign it for you.
That's all, Exactly.
Do you have any fun stories? I mean, again, I mentioned the roster of guys that you worked with, and they're the elite of the elite. Do you have any fun stories that, like, you can share about clients that you've worked with, or, like, any of your favorite moments of your time in this industry?
How many people fall when you blindfold them?
Yeah, seriously, like,
things we need to...
Well, I can tell you a funny story about Denzel Mims. He just got drafted second round to the New York Jets, and when I first started working him out this year, got him ready for the draft, he was like, man, I've been wanting to work with you since high school, coach. He said, I used to follow your videos and look at you and stuff. He said, to him, I look like a big boy of Outkast. He said, yeah. So he was like, man, I used to see you. I'm like, man, he looked just like big boy. I would love to work out with him. So it just made me laugh. And I was like, so you wanted to work out with me because I look like big boy from Outkast.
Kids these days.
He started laughing. Yeah, I know, right? So he compared me to a rapper. That's what drew him towards me, to want to work out. That was funny.
Whatever works, man, right? Whatever works.
Whatever works.
It must be really fulfilling for you to watch these guys go out, though, and perform on the field. You mentioned earlier you're not really looking at the teams and being a favorite of teams. It's more the players. How does it make, I mean, do you have NFL Game Pass? Because you must be watching all the games to see your guys. Like, how is it watching your guys on the big stage?
It's a great feeling. It's just like you watching your little brother or proud dad watching your son. I mean, because half of these receivers that I've trained, they've been with me. Some of them have been with me since middle school, you know, and they're going on their fourth, fifth year in the NFL, like Rashard Higgins for the Cleveland Browns, Hollywood Higgins. He's been up under my wing since a freshman in high school. So when you see guys like that go from no facial hair to the chest getting stood out, shoulders start popping out their body, I mean, you know, it's great, man. It's a great feeling. It lets you know that the work that you put in with them has paid off, and that the parents that sacrificed sending them kids to me, it was worth it because they got a free education paid for, and now their lives have changed. So we've all been successful, and we've all won. So that's a great feeling for me.
That's cool. What kind of tips do you have for any perspective, you know, college receivers, guys trying to get recruited to get to the next level in college, and then guys in college who want to try and make the jump to the league? What kind of tips do you have for guys making it to the next level, or at least hoping to?
Well, yeah, I start from the high school ranks. Well, from high school leading up to college, of course, the tips that I would have, take your SAT, ACT. You can train with me as much as you want. You can put out good film. But if you don't have a test score, I've trained a lot of receivers who've been great elite athletes and had plenty of Division I offers, but couldn't sign on signing day due to their test score. They didn't take their test, or they waited too late to take their test. So that's one thing that I would say. Make sure that you're taking your test score, and don't rely on your high school coaches to get you out there, to get you exposure, to get you recruited. It's not their job to get you recruited. Some high school coaches go above and beyond to help those kids get exposure, but their job is to develop you as a young man, make sure that you're doing the right things, passing your classes, and staying competitive and making a playoff run. Their job is not to get you to college. So I would advise you to get with a recruiting service or something like that that can record you doing your workouts, record some of your game tape, and shoot it out to some colleges to help yourself get exposure and get recruited and go to these college camps and things like that. College, going to the NFL, you just got to put it on tape. You know, you have to bust your butt. You're really going to learn in college if you really love football or not, because you spend a lot of hours up there at the facility. It's very demanding. And you have to know that even though you're a 4 or 5-star recruiter, heavily recruited, you're going to have to earn your stripes. You're going to have to work to try to get on the football field. It's not going to be easy for you. So don't expect college to be easy. And a lot of NFL scouts look at guys that go to college and can't make it and try to transfer out of schools because of the situation. Everybody's situation is different, but I don't recommend guys transferring just because it's too tough for you. You couldn't make it, because when you get to the NFL, it's going to be unfair. That's how it's going to be. You're going to be put in a situation to where it's 15, 16 receivers in your room, and the team is only taking 5 or 6 wideouts. You know what I mean? So you have to learn how to compete and not cry about it, and just stay the course and trust the process. Those are the advice that I have from high school to college and college, getting ready for the NFL.
I would never have thought about the test score thing. That's so smart.
Yeah. I mean, that's it.
Need it.
You got to be able to get into college.
Yeah.
I mean, like, play in college. Yeah.
You have to actually be able to get into the school. I love it. Well, D-Rob, my friend, you're amazing. And so basically, everyone, what you're hearing is that we have a star on our hands with CeeDee Lamb, and he's going to help him get to the Pro Bowl. So get hype on that.
I trust you.
Dez caught it, and Dez still has juice in the tank. So someone signed him.
Yeah.
And if you're an NFL team and you want to have the best of the best wide receivers coach, then you might want to call him as well. But tell everyone where they can find you, what you're working on. If someone wants to work with you and get their game to the next level, like, how can they get in touch with you?
Well, yeah, they can find me at my Twitter is DRob Always Open, and always at the end of it is Z. You can just add a Z at the end of it. My website, DRobAlwaysOpen.com, and my Instagram is DRob Always Open. And a few things that I have coming up, I have Tampa Bay Buccaneers wide receiver, Pro Bowl wide receiver Chris Godwin coming into town to work with me next week for a few weeks, and also going to be working with Sterling Shepard as well. So those are a few names that you guys may be familiar with that's coming down to Dallas to get in the lab with Coach Rob.
Don't help Sterling too much, okay?
Tom Brady's going to love you.
Yeah, Tom Brady going to love me. I'm probably going to have sweet passes.
Tampa Bay to the Super Bowl. Whoa. You heard it here first. All right, my friend. Thank you guys so much. D-Rob, David Robinson, wide receiver coach of the pros. Thanks so much for joining us.
Here's hoping that our wide receivers are always open.
That's going to go in the compilation, Meg.
I make me laugh.
Be prepared for whenever I find the time to do that. That'll be the intro. So in conclusion, sign Dez Bryant. Dez Bryant caught it. Dak and Zeke are looking great. And CeeDee Lamb is going to be a Pro Bowler in no time.
Hire D-Rob.
Honestly, he's incredible. So if you guys know anyone that is going to be trying to make that step to the next level, whether it's college or they're in high school and they think they have the potential or they want to go to the league, you really got to get in touch with this guy.
You couldn't be in better hands.
You really couldn't. I've seen his work firsthand. He's amazing. And if his resume and clientele isn't proof enough, then I can't help you. But there's no hope for you. So super exciting that we got to sit down with him. You guys make sure and find him on social media. As he mentioned, on Twitter, it's at DRob Always with a Z open. Then you can find him on Instagram too. It's D.Rob Always with an S open. And then on his website as well. So DRobAlwaysOpen.com. So if you're looking to get better, improve your game, or just speak to a boss, then that's your guy.
Maybe I should just have him teach me how to walk blindfolded.
I almost said Dougie because I'm a boomer.
Oh, my God.
Is that cool?
I ain't from Dallas, but I need town boogie. Actually, I'm from Dallas, so there's that.
Yeah, that worked. That worked out really well. Well, thanks for listening, you guys. We had really a lot of fun, per usual. We will be back on Friday.
He's so cool.
He really is. Sorry. I'm just like reeling. He's awesome. We'll be back on Mondays and Fridays as always. Wherever you find your podcasts, look for Blogging the Boys. Subscribe, rate, and review. It really does help us out. We've got a lot of great shows under the Blogging the Boys umbrella, so make sure to get all your content covered off daily with new episodes. And if you can't wait until Friday to hang out with us again, you can find us on Twitter. I'm at Kelsey_Charles and Meg.
At Meg Murray with four R's.
Until next time, though, and as always,
Cowboys forever, Eagles for never.
Bye, guys.